This is Senator Al Simpson. Liability insurance costs have gone through the roof, sky high. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, the insurance industry seems to like to lay most of the blame for the high cost of liability insurance on the trial attorneys and the civil justice system. Insurers claim that excessive litigation, overly generous court and jury awards, and greedy attorneys have strained their insurance reserves, raising the cost of underwriting. Of course, trial lawyers are not all angels by any means, Ted, but I was one, and I'm a sweet old poop. But I do not believe that all of the blame for high insurance costs can be put on greedy lawyers. Last year, 9 states filed antitrust lawsuits against large insurance firms for conspiracy to restrain competition and manipulate liability insurance costs. I strongly favor state regulation, but some of these state-regulated companies are pushing themselves to the limits. Ted, what's your official line on liability insurance?
Al, soaring insurance rates are becoming a crisis in many parts of the country. Doctors can't afford malpractice insurance. Drivers can't afford auto insurance. Businesses can't afford product liability insurance. Current state laws tend to impose strict liability, which is fair. Citizens harmed by defective products deserve damages for their injuries. The cost of those injuries should be borne by the companies that put defective products on the market, not by the victims. Large damages make headlines, Al, but a recent study of 5 states found that jury awards are not out of line and that excessive damages are typically reduced on appeal. Too often, insurance companies cry wolf and then use a few isolated instances of irresponsible awards as a pretext to raise insurance rates for all citizens. If state insurance regulators can't halt these abuses, Al, Congress should step in. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on his anti-Hispanic voting record. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.